Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
The left and the establishment want us to believe that MAGA and America First loses at the ballot box. That MAGA is not a winning agenda. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Feet to the Fire. This is Thursday with your host, Sergio Fassa. And I want to continue to analyze the elections across New Jersey from this past Tuesday, because it's such a teaching opportunity. And if you're sitting there listening and thinking, oh, he was a candidate, he lost, this is just sour grape, sore loser, then you are missing an incredibly excellent, profitable teaching opportunity. So just listen while I give commentary. Forget the fact that I ran. I want you to learn by observation and analysis. As I said, the left and the establishment, because they know that America First and MAGA is lethal to their side at the ballot box, because it's a winning proposition, and because Donald Trump, with that platform, created the largest umbrella for the Republican Party in modern history, a massive electoral success, they want to keep telling us that, no, it's not. Don't run with that, because they know it's an election winner. They basically tell us, this is the media tells us everything. Don't believe what you see. Just believe what we tell you. Everyone hates Trump. Everyone hates MAGA. Don't run on that. Now, this might take two episodes, so stick with me through the end of the week. I want to analyze and get down into the detail and talk about mail-in voting and even to the point of defining what is a vote. So this might take two episodes, but before we get there, the left tells us, don't believe what you see, believe what we tell you. MAGA is lousy. Everyone hates it. See, they lost on Tuesday. The base wasn't energized. The MAGA votes didn't come out on Tuesday. That's why America First lost all over New Jersey on Tuesday. No, what won on Tuesday? Establishment, they tell us. Yeah, that was energized. That's what we're supposed to believe. That on election day in New Jersey, Ocean County, Monmouth County, all over the state of New Jersey, voters were energized to come out and vote for candidates in their mid-70s who've been in office for over 40 years. Yeah, that's what energized people. People pounded the pavement and came out and let their voice be heard for the geriatric candidates who've been in there for decades. Give me a break. What do we see? Guys, you see what I see in New Jersey, in Ocean County, across the country. Trump flags. We hear and see our neighbors talking about MAGA. I went door to door, all over the place, houses I stopped at, town Republican club meetings, even where the establishment at those club meetings had endorsed the party line, column B. Even the officials in those Republican, town Republican parties, they'd pull me aside and be like, don't worry. In front, out in public, we have to say we support the establishment, but behind closed doors, between you and I, we're voting for you guys. We're voting America First. It's everywhere. We all hear it. We all know it. I spent 2 hours down in Tuckerton at that Pete Hegseth event from Fox News. And who did I talk to? MAGA voters. Dozens. One after the other. That's what we see. Over the weekend, right before the election, there was a Manahawkin MAGA boat parade. For crying out loud, a year and a half after Trump is already out of office and they are still having MAGA boat parades. That's what we see and know. What else? Fox News, as much as I can't stand them because they stabbed us in the back during the Trump count election of 2020, with all that mess. Even still, Fox News is the most watched cable news network by massive margins, blows the doors off the competition. Tucker Carlson, most watched, I believe. Yeah, most watched or was last week. I saw the report, something like that. Most watched cable news TV show blows the doors off the competition. MAGA is not dead. America First is not a loser agenda. It's winning. So then we have to ask ourselves, now I know people are like, that's anecdotal. Okay, it's anecdotal. Yeah, sure. MAGA boat parades is anecdotal. I guess so. But then we have to ask ourselves, if it's only anecdotal, or that's the argument from the other side, we have to respond to this question, then where are the votes? Serge, if you're saying that there's all this MAGA support, where were the votes on Tuesday? Well, they did come out. Our folks did come out. When did they come out? On Election Day. They voted in person. And here's my analysis of Tuesday. Their votes were diluted by mail-in voting. That's the problem. When I say Tuesday was quote-unquote rigged or corrupt or fraudulent, whatever word you want to use, we'll call it diluted. That's a more neutral word. But it still results in the same thing. You're getting falsified, unfair results because you're taking all the legal votes cast on Election Day and diluting them with a massive pile to the tune of almost 20,000 votes that were cast by mail over the prior 6 to 8 weeks. So you want voting to last for a month or two from people mailing it in from who knows where, stuff that's unsupervised, throw that into the pile of votes, and you've just diluted all of the legal votes cast in the election on Tuesday. And my argument here, and I'll, as I said, make that argument today and continue tomorrow, is that those mail-in votes are necessarily illegal by the fact that they're mail-in. That is not a vote. A mail-in vote is not a vote. We're going to define what a vote is, and a mail-in vote's not a vote. But the votes that were cast election day, those are legal votes. America First blew the doors off, and it all got diluted because of the mail-in. Now, I don't know, I can't remember if I said this yesterday, but remember, here's what our experience in Ocean County on Tuesday night. We're waiting. All the tallies are at zero. They do the first dump of ballots. Okay, about 20K came in. Out of 413 precincts in Ocean County, how many of those precincts up to that point had been counted when that first ballot dump came in on the tallies? Zero. Zero out of 413 precincts. And yet, 20,000 votes drop and the opposition is up by 15 points. Do you understand the implications? When we finally get to counting legal votes from Tuesday morning in person and start counting one precinct at a time, one by one, we start, the America First side is already behind 15 points. That's like starting a race 15 miles back and they say go. It's not an issue of not fair. It's not legal. One side is at a immediate disadvantage as soon as the gunshot goes off on election day at 6 a.m. when voting starts, in-person legal voting, one side is at a 15-point disadvantage because you already diluted the voter pool with tens of thousands of votes that were mailed in over the course of a month and a half. Do you see the problem? And at that point, when we were down by 15 points, before you even counted one vote from election day, our side already knew we lost. We lost because we couldn't recover that on election day. The legal votes could not outvote all the collected illegal votes from mail-in. Now, again, this is what we see when we observe. This is our experience. I pounded the pavement. I went all over the county talking to people. We see pickup trucks. I'm sorry, I don't see pickup trucks with flags duct taped into them. Polls, flags that say, establishment, vote geriatric, keep the people in for 40 more years. We don't see that. We see pickup trucks with Trump flags duct taped into the truck bed. You see, let's go Brandon all over the place. I never saw it for any Republican candidate or any Republican platform issue, flags being flown out of trucks and cars at this rate is what I'm saying. So we know what we're observing, but we're told, don't look over here. It's not true. And listen to this. And tomorrow we'll get into what is a vote. Listen to this. We're supposed to believe with everything that we observe and everything we see around us that America First is a losing proposition. And we're supposed to believe this. This is what happened on Tuesday. You ready for this? Every single America First Republican candidate in the state of New Jersey on Tuesday night, every single one lost. We're supposed to believe that. That was the decision of the voters in the state of New Jersey. Not one America First Republican candidate won. Give me a break. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Mail-in votes aren't legal votes. We'll get to it tomorrow. Stay tuned and join us. See you then.